Brighton Festival 2018.
So it's packed with events for children and young people. Pippa Smith is one of the people who makes it all happen. Pippa, welcome to Radio Reverb.
Thank you. Hello.
We heard a little bit from you yesterday on the show with Saturday's Children's Parade. Let's rewind. I know it probably seems like a long time now, but what an amazing day that was.
Wasn't it incredible? Yeah. Didn't they do well?
Didn't they just? Yes.
No, I thought, I mean, it's just amazing what the teachers come up with. It's hell being a teacher nowadays. And, you know, to do that and come out on a Saturday and all the worry that it must entail, you know, when you've got sort of 32 tortoises or 40 tomatoes walking along New Road, you know, and one of them sees their parent. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you just, the mind boggles as to how they actually cope with the teachers. So I'm just, you know, shout out really to the teachers of Brighton and Hove.
Yeah, so this year the theme was art, I guess in keeping with David Shrigley, artistic director, being an artist. And was there any of David Shrigley's work there?
No, because it was paintings.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and right. He doesn't really do paintings. I'm sure the teachers and children would have really listen to it had they got David Shrigley out of a hat, but I think that when they did the hat in November, he wasn't in it because we were very much focusing on sort of colourful paintings. Although he's got a lot of fans, you know, a huge amount of fans. When I was standing with him at the start of the parade, were people rushing up and saying, "You changed my daughter's life."
Wow.
You know, oh really? And one of the daughters whose life he changed is coming along to meet him at the guest director's guests event.
That is very cool.
Which is really nice. We have an annual event, I don't know if you know, it's sort of a bit under the radar, called Guest Director's Guests, where young people between the ages of about 17 and 19 who want to be whatever it is that our guest director mm-hmm. is, come along and meet him and have a coffee and ask questions.
That is really fascinating, because there is no one really like David Shrigley. So no. The stuff he does, it is quite inspiring, because he's very much himself and he's managed to sort of carve a whole career out of doing that. So I'd want to meet him.
You'd be amazed, actually, how many people there are who are doing quite witty, clever drawings at art school at the moment who want to meet David Shrigley, but who are doing something completely different. You know, it's not derivative at all, and they want to meet him because they're sort of within the same world, but they're different. And I'm really looking forward to the meeting. It's always great. I mean, Ali Smith with her young people
was
amazing,
yeah.
You know. And she read all their... They each sent 500 words before they came for the coffee. And she'd read them like forensically. It was fabulous.
Oh, that's really lovely.
I know.
So children's events are a huge part of the festival. Come on then, Pippa, give us a flavour of what's coming up.
Well, what's coming up at the moment is for me is Penguins and Apples. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to be talking to Apples, or Rebecca talked to Apples, didn't she?
Later in the programme, yes.
Later in the programme. So delightful as the Apples are, much as I'd love to run on about what a great show it is and how it is sitting in a yurt, which is a good place mm-hmm. to see applesauce made with a cooker, I feel.
Is that what's going on in that? It looks mad. It looks absolutely mad. Yeah, I'm trying to find a 1 to 5-year-old I can borrow so that I can get to that.
Not the right age to come.
Oh.
But also it's really almost, I think it's almost sold out. It's on the cusp. I think there's maybe a few yurty seats left.
Oh, lovely.
But they do actually make... they do make apple sauce with a real cooker, so the yurt smells of cooking apples.
Oh, lovely,
yeah. And, well, I think they're telling us a bit more about that later, actually, about how that's done.
And it squirts into little bottles on a little truck. I mean, it's beyond exquisite.
But what I always say to people as well is that if they see that a show is sold out, then quite often there are returns at the end, because I know a lot of people buy shows very early on, then things change in their lives, or, you know, maybe they've become ill or something like that.
Stuff happens.
Stuff gets in the way. Yeah. So very often it's definitely worth checking on the festival's website, brightonfestival.org, and also check in Brightfest on Twitter.
You're great at the adverts, Melita.
Yeah.
That was very good.
It was good, isn't it?
I'll add to that there are often tickets, because sometimes, for example, we keep two aside for the artists for each show. If they're an artist from the Netherlands, they're probably not using their two tickets. You know, their mum and dad probably are in the Netherlands. Yeah. So, you know, there are extras turn up. So let's talk about Penguins. Shall we talk about Penguins?
Go on, then.
Yeah. So the story of the Penguins is that they were in New York Zoo and they're real penguins. There is actually a book called And Tango Makes Three. And they were two male penguins, Roy and Silo, and they fell in love. And then the keeper found them sitting on a stone.
Aww.
And they were trying to hatch an egg. So so the keeper gave them an egg that was a sort of a spare egg from some other penguin.
And so they couldn't have their own egg?
Well, they were boys.
They were boys. Oh, I missed that. Oh, that's lovely.
This is about blended families.
Yes,
it's great.
That went right over my head. I didn't realise. Oh, that's
so
gorgeous.
So they sat on the egg, Silo and Roy, and eventually the egg hatched into a little girl penguin, or she is in this story. And they then teach her to swim and to dive, and it's all done in the most exquisite dance. And I went to see it in Birmingham, and I did it in a day. So can you imagine a trip to Birmingham, an hour's show, and then a trip back?
Wow.
And by the time I got home, I was still smiling because it was so exquisite, and I was so pleased and so proud that it was coming to Brighton that I didn't care about the journey. I mean, honestly, it just made you feel all warm inside, this story.
So it's 100% worth the journey.
It's 100, yeah.
Birmingham.
No, I've just got to go to Sally's Benny, so they've just got to go to Grand Parade, you know, and it's a great show.
And when is Penguins taking place? Everyone's going to be going, all the time, aren't they, the Penguins?
It is very It's all dance. It's just exquisite, exquisite. And they're such lovely boys. And they have this lovely baby penguin. And it's Saturday the 12th of May. There's a couple of shows then, 2 and 4.30, and Sunday the 13th at 11 and 2. Which is a relaxed performance, and 4:30.
So what's a relaxed performance?
A relaxed performance is a performance for people who've, especially younger people, obviously, in this case, who find it quite difficult to sit still and shut up for a very long period of time, which sometimes is all of us, actually. But in a relaxed performance, people who have relatives that they want to bring along who do find it difficult to sit still and shut up needn't feel a bit worried because everybody else has got relatives who may not want to sit still and shut up.
Yeah. Nice.
And we do have a sort of chill out area usually that you can go to and make a lot of noise and then
so
maybe
come
back.
You can dip in and out.
You can dip
if it gets
in and
too
out.
Much.
Yeah, it's just relaxed. It's what it says on the tin. So we're doing quite a few of those actually across the festival. But yeah, the Penguins have got a relaxed performance. But I think actually it's such an intense show. I think people would be really swept up into it. Can I go on to Sniggle?
I'll let you do Sniggle, Pippa, as it's you. As we've got you here, talk about Sniggle.
Because I don't think people have got Sniggle. And I think Sniggle is a really difficult show to get. Sniggle is only for babies.
Okay.
And you have to be, and obviously with their adults, but you do have to be non-walking. So it's not for bigger children. You have to be a non-walking baby.
Okay.
If you've learned to walk since you bought your ticket, we might let you in. But on the whole, it's for non-walking babies. And Caroline Bowditch, who is Sniggle the Snail, is she calls herself... we call her a leading, but she calls herself a disabled. She runs defines herself as disabled and runs a disabled dance company. And it's a very, very low platform. And she is Sniggle the Snail. And she moves along the platform. If you look at the pictures, you will see that she has shortened limbs. And she moves along this platform. And the babies are drawn to her like moths to a flame. I promise you, in Edinburgh, we sat there in the back row and these babies like took one look at this exquisite snail moving along the platform and they were just following her. And the platform is so low that they can sort of keep pace with her as she tells the story. And there's a cricket and some other insects in it. And, I mean, it's just a lovely story. And the point is not that they are people with disabilities, but in a way, the disabilities do make it extra special.
Yeah.
And I also think that there's some... I was talking to Beth, actually, the senior executive producer today, and she was saying, isn't it important that people take their children to a show like that?
Yes.
And it's just what's happening on the stage. This person happens to not... be walking and the rest of the time is in the wheelchair, but on the stage they're an artist presenting something beautiful and exquisite, and the babies don't give a toss, frankly.
You learn from babies. They just know what they know, and they just look at what they look at, and they love it.
And then in the future, maybe, you know, it just might knock a tiny prejudice out of the window before it's even got going.
This is it. And people often define disabled people by the things they can't do, but I'm making a really good snail here, and I'm really good at hanging out with these babies and like being all up on their level, and that's something that's been inspired by, you know, that's people. You don't realize what people can do. Everyone is different, and you're kind of defined by our differences and our characters, and maybe this show wouldn't have existed without these disabled artists. Well, it wouldn't have.
It wouldn't have. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So that's why I booked it, Megan. You got it.
I'm very... And Sniggle is a great word. Can I just say?
Sniggle's a good word.
Yes. When can people see Sniggle?
And people will be able to see the Sniggle on the 26th and 27th, Friday the... and Friday the 25th, apparently, at 11:01 and 3:15. But obviously check online, check your brochures. But that's what I've got.
And taking place...
Oh, in the Founders Room at the Brighton Dome. So a very nice, easy one to come to. And you can... Did you know that we gave golden tickets this year to the best models, to the best makes in the Children's Parade?
Okay.
So we gave away 6 golden tickets to the best makes in the Children's Parade. And they are on display in the foyer.
Nice.
So what you got was the privilege of carrying your thing all the way back to Brighton Dome.
Oh, no.
So can I do my last show?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Oh, I don't... Can I have 2?
Oh, go on, make it quick. You're the one who's got to go. We've got an hour.
Well, no, I wanted to talk because it's different from the brochure. I wanted to talk about the bandstand on the seafront. It's the Morag Myerskoff bandstand on the seafront. It's completely free. It's billed as happening on Children's Parade Day. It's not going to. It's going to happen next weekend. It's brand new, utterly beautiful. Page 7 of your brochure. It will be an incredible bandstand. But I'm very proud because we've got BIM programming, Brighton Institute of Modern... God, I'm not sure that's
music.
Right.
No, that's correct.
I know it's music, but I think it might be...
Oh, it's Brighton Island. Brighton Island, just about
they've
everywhere
changed
else.
It.
Yes. Yes. The Earth, the Universe and everywhere. Right. It's music, yeah.
Anyway, local music school is programming it with young people from the whole of Saturday, the 12th, I think.
Yeah.
And then Sunday the 13th, all afternoon, is a Cayley on the seafront with the Sussex Pistols from 2 till 5 and a Rollington Cayley on the seafront. All free, and of course you get to go on the seesaws as well, on the pivot seesaws.
Yeah, they're great.
As well.
They're great.
Because it's all in the same area underneath the I-360. My final show... I've got 2 final shows. One is Don't Forget the Tempest at Boat. Which is, Shakespeare.
Shakespeare in the open air.
In the open air.
Brighton Open Air Theatre, yeah.
With the Lord Chamberlain's men, and no doubt you'll be talking to them at some point, mm-hmm. but their USP is that they're all blokes.
Lord Chamberlain's men are all blokes.
Penguins, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lord Chamberlain's men are all blokes, so the women are played by blokes, which is...
Which is Shakespearean, which is accurate.
Mm. I think that's maybe the idea.
Yeah.
And then there's Toby Thompson. Toby Thompson was actually here last year as part of Kate Tempest's programme. She said about him, Toby Thompson is the future. He's just this wonderful young man, and he's doing a piece at the Brighthelm called I Wish I Was a Mountain, and it's a Herman Hesse story, which I'd never heard.
Uh-huh.
And it's about people being given their wishes. But he also plays the piano, and... it's really exciting, and I think it may be the Kate Tempest effect. But we have these Pay It Forward tickets. Do you know about them? Have you talked about them?
I haven't talked about them yet. Tell us.
Pay It Forward tickets. So when people buy tickets, they're asked if they'd like to buy a ticket for someone who can't afford one.
Oh, that's lovely.
And they do.
Great.
Because we have wonderful audiences. Mm. And they do. And then we offer those tickets out to various groups. And Toby Thompson with I Wish I Was a Mountain is a top seller to the people who are taking up the Pay It Forward tickets.
Great. Mm.
So I think that might be the Kate Tempest effect, because, of course, Kate went out to your place, and mm-hmm. and we'll be offering those tickets to people in our communities out of central Brighton. And I'm just wondering if it's them. I don't know who it is, but he's very popular. Mm. And it's a delicious show.
Terrific. Well, Pippa Smith, thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining us on Radio Reverb. And well done for another successful year in the Brighton Festival. I know we're only a few days into it, but it's looking good. It's selling well. So congratulations on everything that you're doing. And here's to another great Brighton Festival. Many more to come, I hope.
Well, thanks to Radio Reverb for your love and support.
Oh, no worries.
It's always a great pleasure. Thank you very much, Pippa. This is Radio Reverb. This is a dedicated Brighton Festival programme.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.